possible pagam. So therefore, you have a right to kill the man. And by an aram arasa, you're making a pagam, you're breaking up sulim. That's why we have a right to kill her. Avul shara royas yuchayu, flor nofish pigumayu. But another, espamanacious ish, a married lady. There, if another man attacks her, the actual action is a normal action of being living with her. And you're not breaking up sulim, because she's married already, she lived already. So it's not nofish pigumayu, it's not such a big pagam in the body. Emaloi, maybe there, we have no right to kill the attacker, maybe. The pasuk says no, even for chai b'kriis, still we have a right to kill the man. Because when it just says the word chet, I would imagine any time there's an avera, even when a kain gadol runs after an amana also, or a kain hegit after a grusha. Therefore, nice, no, only a chai b'misus, Mrs. Bezdin, that's where we have a right to stop the attacker, even by killing him. Because Rachmana Mois Havamina Chayve Mrs. Bezdin in Chayve Krisis Loi. Who just said the word Mois, Chet Mois, Mavis, I would have thought only a Misa of a Chayve Mrs. Bezdin. That's a stronger Chet, that they deserve a punishment of Mrs. Bezdin. Such a big Chet, there we have a right to stop the attacker even by killing him. But by Chai V'Krisus, the Aver is not so strong, maybe there we don't have a right to kill him. Loi, Kosser Rachamon, a Chet. Therefore the Pesach says both, Chet Mavis. Teaches by both by Chai V'Krisus and by Chai V'Mrs. Bezdin, you have a right to kill him. The other question, V'Liftov Rachamon, a Chet Mavis. V'Loi Boi, Nar V'Nara. Let it just say a chet mavis, and I would know a nara, I would know mishke bezocher, and I would know a nara also. What do I need the word, the first diyek from nara for? Like once I know, it's not only a din in a nara maros, it's for any chai v'misus. So you see, it's not only because it's a pagam in her body, since so a mishke bezocher would also have a chiv, it's also a chai v'misus bezdin. And I would also know then a nara maros also I would know. So once I have the word chet mavis, why do I have to have the first diyuk from the drasha of nar and then nara? Like it's written nar, and we read it nara. So Mara says, true, enochanam, you true. Once we have the end, the chet mavis, that I know for any arroyas of chai v'krisus, the chai v'mises bezdin, there's halacha, you could save the attacker, you could save him, even by killing him. So pshita by mishke v'zocher, that's also chai v'mises bezdin, and pshita by nar marosa. V'yela nar nara, what do we need these two words? What's the deed from the drushes from the Torah writes nar and we read it nara? I'll tell you like this: chad lemute oiv diavrei rechovim, like our Mishnah says. One is to teach us that if you see a man, if you see another Jew worshiping avrei dezoro, and you try and stop him and he doesn't listen, you have no right to kill him. It's only these cases that there's a pagam involved that you have a right to kill him, but not by avrei rechovim. For chad and the second drusha lemute behema. Of a Shabbos, like our Mishnah holds, that if you're running after to live with another behemoth, or a person is going to be mechallel Shabbos, and we can't stop him, we have no right to kill him. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, good, that's according to our Mishnah." But the Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the Yoma that he holds, oyved avoydes kechavim. If you see a Jew going to worship an idol, nitein liatzilo b'nafshoi, he holds you're allowed to kill the Jew. You're supposed to stop him, and if he doesn't listen, you have no other way of stopping him. Before he bows down and worships the Avodah Zarah, you have a right to kill him. So according to his Shita, Lomeli, what do I need this deed then of Nara Nara? Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to. So Moses still good, we still have two things left over. Chad Lamute Behema, that Mishkevei Behema, if a man is running after an animal, for that chet alone, we do not kill the man, and I mean, we to stop him. And Chad Lamute Shabbos, that if you see a person be mechal Shabbos, that's not like Avodah Zechovim. Because Hashem ben Yechoi, you have no right to kill him if that's the only way you can stop him from being mechal Shabbos. Because otherwise, Salkot Adachimin, I would have thought to say, Teisei Shabbos mechilul chilul Avodah Zechovim. Says the word chilul by Avodah Zorah, that says the word chilul by chilul Shabbos. So just like according to Hashem ben Yechoi, you're allowed to kill the person to stop him from worshipping Avodah Zorah, I would have thought to say to stop the man before he's mechal Shabbos. So that's how psukim nara know that you have no right to kill a person to stop him from being mechal Shabbos.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Ula Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon. But what are we going to do now according to his sheet, Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon? the Yoma that he holds, Mechalel es HaShabbos, Nitin Latzilo B'Nafshoi. He holds that if a person is going to be Mechalel Shabbos, and we're trying to stop him, and the only way we can stop him is by killing him, you have a right to kill him. If so, and how does he know this? To Yasiyo Shabbos Michilol, Chilol B'Avoros Kechovim. It says Chilol by Shabbos, it's Chilol B'Avoros Kechovim. So he learns that Avoros Kechovim, Shabbos from Avoros Kechovim. If so, Meikul Meimor. What do we need the two miyutu for? Nara, there's only one thing to be mayat, only mishkebe behema. So more stuff like this. Chad lamutei behema. True. One diik is that if he's running after an animal, we do not kill him. The idoch, I did the cost of achmona nar, cost of nami nara, he holds that's not a diik. That's the way the Torah writes sometimes. It says nara, that's interchangeable, that's not considered a diik. Yeah. Right. Yehuda holds that when a man is attacking a lady, and the lady herself says to the people, do not kill him, leave him alone, we have her, even though she's being forced into it, she doesn't want to do it, she's being forced, just she's afraid of the attacker, so therefore we have no right to kill the attacker. Why? So Mura says, what is the machlokes over here? Omar Rav, Rav says, in the case where she's an honor, she's being forced into it. There's really, she does not want to have this bia. She does not want her body to be ruined. So she's mak, but she cares about the pagan that's going to happen. But she only tells us to not kill him. Let him do it. That's the machlokes. Rabbonin, Tarakam holds, a pigma kapad rachmona. The main thing is that she's mak, but she does not want to have this nus. She does not want to have the man live with her. She's makbet upon her body. In such a case, the Torah gives us permission to kill that man. We don't care whether she says stop. We have a right to kill the man in order to stop this pagam, since she also does not want the pagam. For Ray makpedes al pigma here, she does not want this nus. She's forced into it. She's afraid of the man, so she's afraid that she'll be killed. She tells us, don't kill him. Be careful. So therefore, we have a right to kill the man still. All right. That's the Rabbanan Svara, that the main thing is totally on the pagam of the Isha. But Rabbi Yehuda, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Yehuda, hai bekam rachmona katlei, you know why the Torah says you have a right to kill this man? Mishum demosra nafshel katla, because he's giving over himself to be killed, like he knows that somebody else may kill him. So therefore we have a right to kill him. But ho loy mosra nafshel katla, or else he knows that by attacking her, she may come to kill him. So, or she may resist and will have to end up killing her. But over here that she says clearly, do not kill him, so the man knows that she's not going to resist. So if so, we have no right to kill him. Rashi says, right, the Master Nashkara said, the Motle Nashkara Lakotla, Sheyet Sinuas, Shemaisra Natsuram, Lomus, Sheyagenu Bletival. Like normally the attacker knows that this lady sometimes is going to resist, and she'll say, I don't care, kill me, I'm not going to let you do it. So the man's going to kill her. So like we know the man, the attacker is coming, it has to be to kill her. Therefore, v'yomer Torah hatzil domer v'domoy. Therefore, the Torah says, save her life by killing this man. But that's only if we know that she's going to resist, and he'll have to come on to kill her. Then you have a right to kill the attacker. But over here that she says clearly, do not kill the man, I'm not going to resist. I'm going to let him do it. I don't want him to be killed. I'm afraid. So in such a case, we have no right to kill the man. Like the attacker is not coming to kill her now. Therefore, we have no right to kill him. If you the attacker is coming to maybe even kill her. So therefore, we have a right to kill him. But her, in this case, when she says, nothing doing, don't kill him, she's not going to give herself up. She's not giving her life to be killed. Therefore, we have no right to kill him. It's a question, why do we say Amon L'Kohen Gadol? What's the deek of Nar? And not a Chai V'Lavin? Why not? You're making a Pegamino. When the Kohen Gadol is with the Amono, he's making her a Chalala. He's making a Pegamino goof. Says, so why doesn't the Torah give us permission to kill the Kohen Gadol? Omalei, the answer is, A pig morabo kabad rachmono. A big Pegam stams nus. Of Chayvi Krista, Chayvi Mises Bezdin, the other Torah is Makvid. But a pigma, zuta, a small pigam in the body, like kapad rachmana. True, when the amana lives with the kohen gadol lives with the amana, he's going to make her into a chalola, but that's only a chayv ilav, and it's only a pigam zuta. That's the chilek, that the Torah did not give us permission to kill him to stop a pigma, a zuta. Now, chet midashin elu chayv krisis. That not only chayv misas bezdin, but even chayv krisis. Remember, I have a question. Is this true? It says, a Mishnah Subis, V'yelo nairus shesh lem knas. These are the ladies that if a man lives with and forces her, he has to pay knas. If you force, you live with your sister, even though you chayiv chorus, still the Mishnah holds you chayiv knas, you have to pay the money. Omer Rabbon and Kaim with Reb Chisda, so it says, Habo ala choysoi. So it says you have to pay knas. So the question is, if there's a locha of misa that he could be killed, so why does he have to pay money for then? He should become leiv d'rabbanan. Rashi says a bala chayis the claimer. A filo bala chayis even if a man lives with a sister. Like Karina bala seal isha. A filo walk in Karina bala losnish. You have to pay her the 50 shkolim. Now the afagav the chayiv chorus no lifter mitashlumin. Even though you chayiv chorus living with your sister, so that tana holds that chayiv the creases does not stop you from paying money. But the question is, if you need to leafilu banashe, if you're telling me now that somebody has a right to kill the brother before he lives with the sister, amai mishalim, what does he have to pay kenas? Harei misa b'tashlum yeshkan, there's like a misa's bezdin, there's an actual killing. V'yavagav le'iktel, even though he did not kill her, we did not kill him, still there's a cloud of kumla the rabbi al mishnah said before. So if you're telling me now that by chai v'krisis, there's also a parasha of a roidis, you have a right to kill him, so why, when he lives with his own sister, does he have to pay kenas? It should be like he has a chiv misa on him, and it should be potter. So Morin says, I'll tell you, Omer Rabbon Kaimad Rav Chisda, Mishas Haro. We're talking about we only made the Tchilas Bia. Rashi says, Korale Nivla, V'yapkima Miksa Shuvay Matil Noisoy. But Nigma Bia Benavshoy, Knosta Mechayev Elu Mishum, Kima Bia. Shumaitzia Bebsulim. Case like this. Mishas Haro De Pogmo Iftalei Mikotla. I'll tell you, when he started to make the roar at the beginning of the bia, that's when there's a law because somebody has a right to kill him. Somebody has a right to stop that haroah. But once he started the bia, he made the begamin already, now nobody has a right to kill him anymore. If so, I'll tell you, m'moyna loy mishalim agamar bia. You know when the chiyuv knas comes from, though? The chiyuv knas, yad, if you're honest, a girl, is only when you have the gamar bia, when you finish, when you go into it completely. Shumaitzi desulim. By gemar bia lavdafka biasa hamerik shimazriya the krab sulim. Lavdafka when you let out yizera, it means when you break the psulim. Therefore, it comes out like this. The din of a roidif is you have a right to kill this man to stop him before he goes into her. But once he makes the roid, once the Torah, he goes into a drop, so it's too late already. Now we can't kill him anymore. But at that time, he's not chayiv kenas yet. The chayiv kenas comes when he goes all the way in and breaks the psulim. That's why we do not say come leiv d'rabbanan. There's two different times here. Therefore, it's good why he has to pay kenas, even though there's a locha that we could have killed him first, but we can only kill him before he starts the action. But once he started, we can't kill him anymore. And at the end of the action, that's when the kenas comes. He's chayiv. And nar also. The case we're not nar, right? Is the nar the imanis or nar, right? Yeah. Sumhonich lamandia marozu neshika. If you learn how raw. Just means kissing, you just put your eva near that makam, for that alone yichayiv, good. If you learn that haroah only starts when you bring your Torah, the tip inside, so that alone could also break the psulim. So if so, it comes with vatachas. At the beginning of the bia, that's when you still have a chiyuv misa on you, that's when you have a chiyuv kenas. So still it's shver, why do you have to pay kenas? We should say you have a chiyuv misa, you're right if. Michael Mema. Elom Rav Chisda. I'll tell you, the case here is, first you live with her shaloi kadaka. So therefore, you did the action and it did not kill you. And then you came and lived with her kadaka. That's why you chayiv kenas. In other words, the pagam you made in her already. So once you made the pagam in her, there's no din, you can't kill him anymore like you had before. If a pagam happened to her once, the second time we do not kill the raidish. Now the second time he's coming into a kadaka, that's when he's breaking the besulim, for that he's chayiv kenas. So the chiyuv misa was before the first bia shloi kadaka. The second bia is no more chiyuv misa, therefore he's chayiv kenas. Rabbam Rabbi says, to menichto shlo yagenu Reb Yudi. This Mishnah goes according to Reb Yudi. We're talking about where she said, leave him alone, do not kill him. So that's the case where this Reidif, the attacker, has no chi of mis upon him, because she said, do not kill him. Therefore, in such a case, the man, since he's a the ma'anis, a nara, he has to pay knas. We have Papa, we have Futa, we have Divri Akil.